Well, Justin, before we do this, you should feel highly honoured. We'll describe to our listeners what I've got on. I'll let you describe, because you're laughing your head off here, mate.
I'm extremely happy, Steve, to finally see you in a Saints polo, mate. I never ever thought I'd see it, especially for who you follow. So it gives me great pleasure to see you wearing that today.
Well, there's a lot of people in St. Helens, including my wife and her relatives, a guy called Colin Innes, who think I'm a closet Saints fan. It's a good job they're not here, isn't it?
Well, it is, but, you know, it's a shame it's a bit cooler today. I know you had your jumper on until then, so I'd appreciate you just leaving the polo only on for the rest of the day.
I can promise you and reassure any of our listeners who know that I'm a Wigan fan, I ain't going to be kissing the badge.
I don't expect you to, mate. I'm just happy to see you wearing it. That's outstanding.
So it's a one-off anyway. So on a more serious note, obviously, you're leaving the club, as it were, and I'm going to go a little bit back in your background. I'm not doing a Piers Morgan. We'll not be here for an hour. You can rest assured of that. But the bottom line is, you know, what a way to go out as a coach in this country to date.
Yeah, I obviously couldn't be happy with us to win the Super League trophy. You know, been here 2.5 years and I've loved every minute of it. It's been hard work and we've fallen short, as we all know. So to finally, get the win and do it in such good fashion, couldn't be happier.
And I was looking at your playing career as such when you became involved with the NRL, and you went to 3 clubs and under 3 iconic coaches, really. You know, at West Tigers with Warren Ryan, then you went to Penrith Panthers under Roy Simmons, who coached here previously, a legend, and then Ricky Stewart, who's still doing it as a coach.
Yeah, one thing you learn when you're not that good a player like myself, you played at a lot of different clubs, so you play under a lot of great coaches and a lot of good, you know, obviously my career played a lot of reserve grades, the second team, and had a lot of good coaches there, so I've got a wide range of knowledge through myself not being that great a player.
But for a player, you scored a try for each of your clubs. You might have 2 for your first one and the other 2. But the bottom line is, I mean, the NRL then is as it is now. It was tough. So, you know, perhaps you're dissing yourself, you know, for scoring them tries.
Oh, yeah, look, I was okay, obviously, at playing. I just lacked, you know, that top-end speed. You know, at reserve grade level, I was obviously probably one of the better players there. And, you know, but in the first grade, I just lacked that extra yard of pace to get me through those gaps. But look, I still, you know, love playing. I had a lot of good times. A couple of games at the Roosters, lucky enough to play in the first ever Anzac Day game against St George. It was 2002, and it's been going obviously every year since. Right. And we had a good win there, and was lucky enough to pick up man of the match. And, you know, that's playing with blokes like Brad Fittler and Craig Fitzgibbon, Craig Wing. So look, I'm still at Newcastle, play with Matthew Johns, Danny Bedeiris, Matt Gillie. So I've got a handful of games with a lot of good mates, but predominantly for myself, it was reserve grade. I'd play before them, have a shower, and then watch the good players play.
And then, touching on that, obviously mentioned them players at the Roosters. I mean, a lot of them are still involved within the coaching staff, and they're all legends, first of all, of the Roosters and of Australia itself, the first team.
Yeah, as I said, lucky enough to, you know, when you do play at a few clubs, you meet a lot of people. So I've got a lot of good friends, and as you said, that are not just great players, a lot of them are coaching, and you know, there's a lot of good people in rugby league. So, yeah, I'm happy with that.
And then without naming the clubs, a number of clubs, then you decided to go into coaching. What's your philosophy or rationale when you initially decided to touch the water going into coaching, Justin?
Yeah, well, I sort of finished up as a player captain coaching, so that was sort of my initiation into coaching. So obviously at a semi-professional level, you play and coach as well. So it was good initiation into coaching.
I can't believe Rushy's not giving any stick word in this.
He's on the run. So that was sort of the way into coaching. And then I juggled it, coached some reserve grade, which was part-time then, as well as, had a full-time job and had a few years of that. So it sort of was a long, slow progression, but it was great for me in the long run.
And then, you know, eventually after all that, you got involved, obviously, with Sydney City Roosters and working with Trent Robinson. So when you went there and as it were going through the coaching system, what was your thoughts of, obviously, you know, the game over here as such?
It was great to... I'd coached lower grades at a couple of different clubs, and then to get the call from Trent Robinson to come and be his assistant was very, exciting and a great opportunity. So I had 2.5 years there, and then, lucky enough, Rushy, flew out to Australia, was looking for a new coach to come over here. So sold me the dream, as he just yelled out from afar. And within 2 weeks, I'd sort of landed. I was lucky enough, Trent, let me leave because it was mid-season, which is never ideal. You know, we were sort of sitting first at the time there, and you know, we'd won the nines earlier in the year, so it was all real good buzz about the club. But for myself, I just missed being the head coach. As I said, I had a number of years as a head coach of lower grades and captain coach, and so to great for me learning being an assistant, but then I missed being the head coach. So to get the opportunity to come here was great, and all within about 2 weeks, ended up here and got to coach the great Mark Percival, who scored the match winning try in the grand final.
You know, you're a better athlete than me as he's entering the as he's entering the lift here at to the Langtree Stadium. So you come here and you were obviously the reason you're coming, obviously because Kieran Cunningham, the results hadn't gone for him and he left the club. And as we sit here, you know, we're looking at that great big picture where his last try at Knowsley Road. So did you feel under any pressure coming and taking over for him from the legend that is Kieran Cunningham, and also the fact that there's a statue here for him at the club?
Look, I probably didn't have a lot of time to worry about that due to the fact that when I landed 2 days later, we had our first game. So, look, I just knew I had a great opportunity, a good club, and as you said, you know, Kieran's one of the best players to ever play for St Helens. So, coaching doesn't work out for everyone. I'm sure he's still a very good coach, but he had one of the best playing careers you could ever ask for, and I didn't. So, sort of, coaching's worked better for me than playing career. So, everybody's a bit different, but in terms of pressure, no, I just didn't sort of have a lot of time there. And obviously, lucky enough, a couple of days after we had a really good win over Hull at Magic Weekend, sort of 45-0, so that probably helped me as well. And then next game was home game against Wigan, which we won near the end.
Thanks.
And Percy, as he walked through, caught that ball with 2 minutes to go, leapt above him and scored to just beat your old side that you used to follow. Now you're a Saints fan, so and the whole time he's been great, so.
And like you say, you came over and that sort of thing, and I suppose the rest is history, isn't it, really, of what you've achieved in this 2.5 years. Did you feel that when you came, because obviously you'd done 15 and a half years, as it were, apprenticeship, did you feel that you were ready as well for a crack either at an NRL club or at a Super League club?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I just, as I said, the 2.5 years as an assistant was great for my coaching, but I also knew that, I missed being the head coach. And now I was been coaching a long time, so I was confident in being able to do a good job. And one thing I have known in 2.5 years is that, it is hard to win the Super League trophy. The first year, it almost seemed too easy. I thought we were the form team at the back end of the year, and unfortunately got beat by Cass in extra time to get to the grand final, so we fell short. Then 2018, I thought, how good are we going? We're flying, and then we didn't get there again. So to finally achieve it this year, I realised that you need a lot of things to go your way, and good timing's handy.
And I suppose behind every good man, woman, whatever, it's the partner, and you've come over here obviously with your wife and 4 children. When you said, I've got this job at St Helens, what was your wife's reaction? Because obviously it's a lot warmer over there than it is over here.
Yeah, and look, I'm very lucky there. My wife Nat's very sort of open and supportive. She had her own career going back home, and
what did she do?
Oh, she's in the business world, commercial world. Yeah, she's a national business manager, and she's doing really well. And we were living where she'd grown up and all that type of stuff, and the kids were in school at Cronulla there. So look, the biggest move was for her, but she was great about it. She said, no, this is what you want to do, let's go and do it. So I'm very lucky that she's an easygoing girl, one to be with me, but two, and then that helped this process too. A lot of people give me credit for my work in the community, but I owe a lot of it to her. She's the one, does all the sporting runs with the kids most of the time, the school runs, and got to know all the people in the town.
That's what I was going to say, obviously, about the community, where now it's been documented, but obviously you must have been involved. Did you, obviously you've got the four sons, haven't you?
Yep.
Did they get involved with any amateur club, or was it just following their dad and watching the trials and tribulations that what is St Helens?
Yeah, no, they're in there. The eldest is playing rugby at Thaddo Heath, and they're all playing football scattered around at Pilks and St Helens Town and all that stuff. So then the little ones play football as well, a couple of different places. So lots of busy weekends, that's for sure.
So that opening win, then you beat that little team from over Billingill, and I'd imagine first of all, it puts you in the hearts of Saints fans. And I've got to say, with down in heart the fact, I think, over the 2.5 years you've been here, I think you've had the win over the Wigan Warriors, haven't you? So that'll be pleasing the Saints fans, and obviously from a coach point of view, knowing what the rivalry, the history is, that must be pleasing for you.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't say, you know, we had some good wins over them, but they won the comp in 2018, so we beat them a couple of times that year, but they still beat us. They come and beat us here, and then they won the comp. So look, I'm not here to say I've got the always beat Wigan, but I think we got them. How many times we beat them this year? Three.
Four.
Yeah,
I don't like mentioning the four. No. I was hoping we got to win the fifth, but it didn't work out, Justin.
You didn't get to the fifth, no. and a lot of your fans told me that. They said, well, we'll beat you in the grand final. And I politely said, you've got to get there first. So, which, unfortunately, you didn't get there. But love those derby games. They were just massive. And in particular, I think we beat them here last year, Good Friday. And it's the first time we've beaten them in 11 years on Good Friday. Yep. So,
I was gutted, Justin.
Yeah, I wasn't, because I know both sets of fans are so passionate about it, but for our town to beat Wigan any time's great, but that Good Friday and last year to beat them here for the first time in 11 years, and then to beat them over in their ground. I think we're the only ones to beat them at home at their home ground last year too. So
you just the more we talk about it, just carry on putting that knife in.
I'm happy that you asked me about the derby game. So they're getting better and better the more I think about it. But great to be involved in.
So just moving forward, obviously, then the opportunity comes up for the Gold Coast, and for a better expression, I can't remember who said, I think it's Yaz, the only way is up, Gold Coast Titans, and Callum Watkins went there mid-season. Now, it's a little bit different from a player going to a club mid-season than a coach, and he's struggled a bit, but, we've got a lot of positives, because you can only go up, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, massive challenge. I understand that, but I'm really looking forward to it. I've loved every minute here, but I do want to coach in the NRL, and I've got a great opportunity with the Gold Coast next year. So, and in terms of Callum, look, I think tough call on him. Not the best season through, coming off a knee injury as serious as he had. So he'll be better for getting a good pre-season behind him and starting the year a bit better off.
I know that at the press conference after the grand final that James Robey was asked about yourself, and he said the possibility of coming back. Now, I'm working at the moment. The only way at the moment you can come back is winning that grand final and then Saints doing a back-to-back or in a couple of years to come. Do you see that as a realistic approach and proposition?
Their purse. Not too sure. There's a lot of things that got to happen before that. I'd love that to happen. Yeah, if you can.
I still want my word in this shirt, like.
Yeah, if you can organise that, I'd be really happy.
And so obviously, you've had some highs and lows here at the club sort of thing, of finishing off on high. What would you say is the low as such, in this 2.5 years, Justin?
Oh, the low was definitely last year, beating just the way the season finished. We know we got bundled out of the Challenge Cup, but Cat Lyons had an off day, and then to get pipped here at home against Warrington, that was really hard to take. Took a long time to get over that. Puts me in a good mood knowing the feeling I got now compared to last year is a lot better.
And is that the high, the win last weekend? Obviously incorporating also on the back of the form, a record 16 points ahead of second place. You were 18 points ahead of Salford Red Devils, which culminated in you also getting the coach of the year.
Yeah, that was nice to pick up. For the season that this group's had, to finish 16 points clear of second, which was Wigan, and
you just keep rubbing it in, man.
Keep rubbing it in. That being the biggest margin in the history of the game over 124 years. So, but it was important we had to finish it off. Otherwise we would have been, falling short again. So now that we have finished it off, now I can look back and reflect on the great season that we have had, and great way to finish.
It's been a pleasure interviewing you now, and it's been a pleasure having this banter over the last 2.5 years, putting them religious connotations in, sort of thing. For you and your family, have a safe journey home, and hopefully at some stage Mystic Manning can get you in a grand final or a World Club Challenge over here.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you very much, Stephen. I appreciate that shirt.
Thank you, and sure, so will my wife.
It's good honour.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Good on you.